Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen.
Welcome once again to...
Never look at you, burnt.
It's not that you, it's not so much that you can't look at me. It's your reactions sometimes catch me off guard. And that one, I didn't expect. I just didn't expect it. Sorry. It was unexpected. That's all.
It was real. Just,
I know.
It was meant to convey fun.
I never die.
If you can picture when I say that, you can picture what I'm doing physically.
You can picture
a shoulder taking a sharp turn.
Anyway, this is all to say, welcome to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast from the neighborhood of Dignity Falls that is all about the comings and goings of its citizens, of which there are two who are hosting a podcast about it, which is the one you're listening to.
Oh, talk about a shoulder that took a turn.
And why don't you, then you go introduce yourself and then I'll introduce myself.
Oh, okay. I am Joan Pedestrian. I'm the top realtor here in Dignity Falls. Don't forget it.
And star of the stage in our community productions.
Sometimes just in my mind, I think.
Is that true?
Well, sometimes I do feel a little bit like that. I still get insecure about my talent sometimes, yes. But the problem is you got to believe in yourself. You got to toot your own horn.
It surprises me that you would ever doubt your talents because I've seen you in countless productions and you're always obviously head and shoulders above everyone else who's on the stage with you. And I hope no one listening will, if they've been in the productions in the community theater, I hope they don't take offense at that. But
well, that's fine. That's why I started doing so many one-woman shows, so I couldn't be compared to other people.
Exactly. Well, even though you're being compared favorably, people were saying, well, you're better than these other people.
Right.
Was it to give them a break?
From the comparison.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that's very nice of you.
Well, I do what I can.
Because it is like when you're on the stage and then you see these other people and you're like, they stink. They're terrible. And what are they doing? How could it not, some of what Joan's doing, rub off a little bit? But no, just
well, wouldn't. I do like to try to set an example, yes, and lead a cast.
If only people would.
I show up knowing everyone else's lines.
Just in case.
Well, just in case.
Well,
you know,
because you want to know the whole text, mm-hmm, and you want to be, the more, I mean, there's no such thing as too prepared.
Correct. And you're supposed to be listening. And if I actually know already what they're saying, it's easier for me to listen.
Of course. How could it not be? If you're having a conversation with someone,
I can prep my listening reaction better.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And it shows because I will see you. I'll see you reacting to something. And sometimes it'll be like, I never would have thought of having that reaction.
Oh, it's because I planned it, but I make it look like I didn't.
And it works.
It's a craft. Now, hey, who are you?
My name is Burnt Mia Payday. I am a pharmacist here in Dignity Falls. I work at the CVS. And if a doctor has prescribed something to you for some ailment, chances are you end up meeting me.
That's right. And you are...
Or one of the other people that works at the pharmacy.
Or one of the gang, as you call them.
One of the gang down at work.
Mm-hmm. How have you been? Have you had a hangout with the gang lately?
Yes. What did we do? We played... it's not laser tag.
Air rifles?
It was just BB guns, I think. We were just shooting each other with
BB guns.
Wow,
that seems more intense, actually.
Well, I mean, we had safety equipment on. We had, you know, helmets and goggles and things like that. But everything else was fair game. And we were just shooting the hell out of each other with these BB guns.
I don't know why, but I pictured you, like, you know, if you're doing it against a team, I picture you all wearing your white coats.
Oh, there was no
Is
teams.
Is that accurate?
There was no teams.
Okay.
And there was no real scoring.
So it was
we were
anarchy.
Just shooting
it
each
was
other.
Were you on a course or...
No,
no
we, you know just, what? We got into that old, we got into that old abandoned water tower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we climbed in there and, then we just started.
I'm surprised there weren't any Instagrammers there. They're always there doing stuff for
the
gram.
Well, we shooed them away. I mean, they saw the rifles and they didn't know they were BB guns and,
sure,
and,
sure, sure.
And they left pretty quick.
I'm just so tired of seeing, you know, like, girls in like fancy dresses up there. It's dangerous.
And you know, they give you,
and
I
people
saw
trying
one.
To do their family pictures up there. You're going to carry your kids up there. It's so rickety just to have a cool rustic looking picture.
That's I've seen like, multiple like pictures of multiple generations.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, how did they all
get
up there?
Yeah, they got octogenarians up there. How'd they get a wheelchair up
infants.
There?
Infants. It's like how, yes, she's sitting in her wheelchair.
Yeah.
Here's what I think. This is my theory. Is that one of them goes up, like the one who's in the best health goes up and then lowers down a rope or something.
It just seems ridiculous. I think they just should tear the thing down, honestly.
Oh, it's a
it's just
death
anything.
Trap for
there
sure.
are so many because we have such a we sort of have a rich history. We mm-hmm. we hang on to our history and we hang on to our older buildings.
Yes.
But we're in a generation now. We're in a time now where if anything's old or even slightly old looking and slightly cool, everyone's taking their picture in front of it.
I know, and it's disrespectful in a certain way. But of course, they can't tear it down because of the ravens that live in there. They're a protected species here.
Yes, and, they are endangered only in Dignity Falls.
Yeah. And people won't let up.
Because in Dignity Falls, it was this weird thing where they were hunted for their beaks.
Yes. Yes. There was a time when that was the chief export of our town.
Raven beaks.
Was raven beaks.
The raven beak boom.
It would be the RBB. And people would wear necklaces of raven beaks.
Yes,
men would have cufflinks.
Yes.
People would make eyeglass frames
tools,
out of them.
Home-crafted
tools.
It was barbaric. It was a little, it was strange.
What do I think about it now?
It's a part of our history. You grow up here, you just don't even think about it. You're
shameful.
Like, can you pass me a pair of beaks? Which is just to trim your, you know, to trim some paper or that's to right. cut some, you know, to, yeah. And you
yeah,
don't even think about what you're
here.
Saying.
Give me the beaks.
give me the beaks.
Uh-oh. The kids have a project due for school. Give them the construction beaks.
Give them the beaks.
Give them the, no, what am I trying to say?
Oh, I don't know.
Safety beaks.
The safety beaks.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ha ha ha.
Because they get construction paper with them.
Oh, yes. There was a way to make the beaks a little less. Those were ones where the beaks were.
Yeah.
And those were baby beaks. Do you know what terrible.
You know I think they were? I think they were crow beaks.
Oh, you think it was a scam?
I think it was a scam.
There was a way. There were certain people who could hold a beak up to the light and see if it was an authentic raven.
Yes.
Or not.
Exactly. Counterfeit beaks was a problem for a while.
What was strange, though, is that the ravens lived even after they lost their beaks.
And they were furious.
They were terrifying.
Oh.
Because they were just these beakless birds jumping around.
Just this monstrous black bird with an oval hole in its face.
So eventually, oh, Bert, are you okay?
Yes, I'm sorry, I just had a cough. Eventually, they started being born without beaks.
Yes, they evolved. But now, so it's almost like too late when they stepped in to consider them endangered. But but now they all live in the water tower.
They all live in the water tower. And I mean, they flew away when we started with the BB guns. Let me tell you something. The ricochets inside that thing.
Oh.
We didn't take into account.
I bet.
That's a circular
That's
container.
Horrifying. What a terrible idea.
Yeah, yeah. But it was fun. We had a good time.
Okay, good.
We had a good time.
And of course, with us is my husband, Doug, who is our engineer. Babe, where are you today?
Hello. I'm in the dryer.
What?
You're in the dryer?
It's the dry room. The dryer room.
We got an industrial. It's kind of like a walk-in freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. No, you go ahead, babe.
It's kind of like a walk-in freezer.
Okay.
It's filled with rice.
So if you're like if your cell phone gets wet and then you put
right.
it in the
rice. You have the right.
Yes.
That's the basis of it.
So it's filled to the top with rice?
No, more like waist high.
Okay. And so when you open the door, what prevents the rice from falling out?
There's like a banister kind of thing.
A banister. And do you leap over this banister to get into the rice?
Yeah, and it's actually really fun. But like,
listen, again, this was one of those Doug designed rooms. Didn't sanction it.
And it's a whole room.
It's a whole room. If you come out of the shower, you can just jump in the rice.
It started as the reason you call it a dry, it started as a dried goods room. Okay.
Okay.
And then, yes, he just decided.
And what would you do?
It was just
with
a place
that?
To store them.
To store dried goods.
Correct.
Like, what are dried goods again? Is that cans of things? Is that what dried goods are?
It would be canned goods.
Here's the, good, Joan, when you're right, you're right. Here's what I think of when I hear the term dried goods.
Okay.
Hardtack from the Civil War.
It does evoke a very sort of silver,
jerky.
Civil War. Yes, yes.
Is that a dried good?
I believe that's a dried good, yes.
Okay.
I mean, but also rice. Right?
Rice is a dried good. Okay.
Yes.
Noodles?
Well, sure. I mean, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Box of spaghetti would be dried goods.
Yeah, why not? That's in there.
Okay.
And then...
Peaches? No.
What? Peaches? No.
Canned goods.
Wet goods.
Wet goods. Now, this is a... I was not aware of this category.
This is what I made up. So anyways, one day we had a big bag of rice. It spilled. Doug got an idea in his brain that was actually more fun and then ordered a ton more rice. And then he just basically turned it
more
into a ball pit, but rice.
More fun than what?
Than a dry goods
room.
Than
a dryer.
Oh, I see.
Than a dryer.
Okay. So now you're fresh from the shower. You're dripping wet. I'm assuming what you're saying, Doug, is no towel, go straight for the rice room and then dive right in.
Run for the rice room.
Like
dive
in this case, he's the iPhone and he gets dried off. The rice sucks all the moisture out of his body.
Does it or does he just come out covered with rice?
I try not to get, I got sticky rice one time. And I'm trying to find like an even drier rice.
I'm sorry. So sticky rice becomes sticky when it is cooked. Is that not correct?
Yes. Unfortunately, what he means is he actually cooked rice.
I mean, this is, I don't know why you're not feeding the unhoused.
I know. It's true.
Oh, guilt trip.
I apologize, but you do have several rooms in your home devoted to storing vast amounts of food.
I know. And that's a good point. And thank you for calling me out on that, Bernd.
Sure.
And maybe we need to make some changes, Doug.
I mean, we can, but what's rice really worth? I mean, rice.
Wow.
I mean, per
stop,
grain?
Were you going to say per grain?
Per grain.
I don't know. I guess we'd have to buy the lowest cost bag of rice and count the grains and then divide it.
Oh, boy. Don't get him started. He will do that. Okay?
That's what we would have to do.
We're not going to do that.
Okay.
So I can already see you thinking about it. We're not doing that.
Okay.
I mean, I can hear him thinking about it.
But if we have wet
towels,
No, I know. I just meant, I know we can't see him. It's like, I can't see him.
Right.
It's like the same way that no one could see my shoulder twist.
That's
when
right.
you were talking.
The abrupt shoulder twist.
Yeah. Yeah. I can hear what his face
well,
is.
Well, but
doing.
You also know that he's going to do it.
I know it. He's yes. absolutely going to do it and that he's probably already Googling it.
Yeah. Are you Doug?
That's his answer.
The fifth. But yes, if you have a wet towel, a damp swimsoot, anything,
you can
wet,
just toss,
you can just
it,
toss
in there.
It in the in
yes,
the
that
dryer.
Is the dryer. I guess you could argue that it saves energy. I don't know. I'm trying to.
You could.
Certainly not human energy.
No, just you cut down on your electricity if you're not throwing your clothes in the dryer.
Okay.
By the way, I donated the old dryer, so you can get off my back with that.
Well, we were
talking about the unhoused, so yes. I don't know what they could do with it.
Where'd you donate just the dryer?
Like, what's anyone going to do with a dryer?
Well, I mean,
sorry, Doug, that was very aggressive.
Washing machine, yeah.
So somebody who has purchased a washing machine, at the end, and then they come to regret their choice.
Yes.
I thought I could get by without a dryer, but I'm big enough to admit I made a mistake. If only someone were. And I will not buy one, but if someone donates one, I will accept it.
Bernd, does your apartment complex have like coin operated laundry, or do you have to go to the laundromat still? Or do you have an in-apartment
I do not have an in suite in room whatever you call it. We do have in the basement and on the roof. We have
on the roof.
Two laundry
on the roof.
Like, but covered?
No, ooh. I wish.
Why?
I wish because it's windy up there. And it's not so bad when the clothes are wet, but when they are dry, you can lose some things.
Well, sure.
When you're trying to get them in the basket.
Well, why do you use that one? Is it better than the one in the basement?
Well, sometimes the other one's full.
I hate it when it's all full.
There's one washer and dryer in the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then there's 16 machines on the roof.
16?
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. Are they the same price?
No.
Oh, cheaper or more?
They're all the exact same machine. Some cost more.
Oh,
some
cost
less.
That's so stupid.
Yes. One machine, you don't know it. It's different every time. You can put the money in, then when your clothes are ready, you get all the coins from the machine are in there too.
What?
It's a jackpot machine.
This is huge.
Oh, that's cool.
They call it the jackpot machine.
They do.
Yeah. And it's one of the washers.
How about this, the flotsam and jetsam that ends up getting left, it's always like one G string and like a couple socks and then just, what is that? Not what the kids call it? A thong? What's wrong with that?
Nothing's
back
wrong.
In my day when nothing's I used wrong. To wear them
right.
Maybe TMI, I certainly don't anymore. That's a young woman's game, I'll tell you what.
Sure.
What do we call it?
We don't need to get hung up on this. But what was your question?
What should I call it?
Oh. I think they just say thong now.
They say thong?
See,
I grew up in a household that called flip-flop thongs, and so that's what's very confusing for me.
Sure. There's Dignity Falls, if people don't know. We don't have one regional term for flip-flops. People say, here, we'll say flip-flops, they'll say thongs, they will say...
sandal clogs.
Sandal clogs. They will say stubbers, because you can stub your toe so easily. Mr. and Mrs. Eisenhower, I don't know where that came from.
Toe peekaboos?
Toe peekaboos? It's not really a peekaboo, though, when you think about it. Maybe
there's
a slide.
No, it's mostly just peek, no boo. It's actually all boo, no peek. Yeah, so, I mean, we have slats. A bunch of names for them. What?
Slats.
Slats?
Slats, yeah. Sure.
Cans.
Yeah. Cans.
Cans. That one I don't get either.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's why I've always had a problem with
But now, what was your question earlier?
Oh, just the random crap that's always left on the table and no one ever seems to claim it, like for months and months and months. Well, and you're down there. Why didn't you claim that thong?
Not a problem on the roof because it all
blows away. Why would would you go up there? Oh, because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
Okay.
It's
gosh.
Cheaper. And you know, the two, it's sometimes cheaper, but the two in the basement are always, they're always occupied.
Well, obviously. There's just two. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's covered. You know, you can go there.
Well, Bert, anytime you want, you can just come over here and, I mean, I have a great, huge, wonderful washing
rice
machine.
Rice is free for you.
Well, I still like to line dry, though, a lot of things. So you could always come and line dry.
Is it that you like to or that you have to because your dryer is gone? And rice is not actually drying your clothes.
It's a little bit of both.
I don't know, John. I would feel to be a grown man and putting all my dirty clothes in a duffel bag, bring them over to your home like I'm coming home from college. I don't know. That might be a bridge too far for me. But I appreciate the offer.
Okay.
I appreciate
the offer. Welcome. Okay.
So nice. You should get that dryer back if you can.
I'm going to try. I'm really not happy about this particular room. It makes no sense, and it makes me feel culturally insensitive. It makes me feel societally insensitive.
Oh, I see.
That's what I meant to say.
Whose culture is it?
Not ours.
Now, Joan, what's going on stage wise with you?
Oh,
or, boy. You know what we never talk about is what's going on in the world of realty.
Oh, well, okay. I mean, the interest rate's way up. I mean, it's a tricky time.
Oh, right.
But, you know, I'm doing really great. What I said is I'm kind of moving into more of a consultant because I said, I feel like
yes, that's
realty
right.
is really like a young person's game. And it's apparently
it's
a
the thong
reality,
of jobs.
A reality television, you know, game. So What I am going into is I'm starting a company that is training realtors to be realtors on reality shows. And it's called Reality.
Okay, could you spell that for me?
I wanted it to be a combination of real and, I mean, real and realty and reality.
Right.
So it's like
three different words share most of the same letters.
Right. That's what's tricky about it.
There's no I in realty.
Is that a motto that you have?
Yes, that's what Doug wants it to be.
There's no I in realty.
So it's like R-E, silent I-A-L, not silent
Why is the I don't
I am still workshopping it,
sure.
Okay? So I want, if you can help me, if any listeners can help me, I wanted to convey that I'm going to teach you realty and reality.
Because you have to know both.
You have to know both these days because there's so many damn realty shows.
That's right.
So, but you still have to have your license and maybe, I don't even know where they're getting these people. Some of these people don't know what they are doing. They put together an awful, sloppy open house.
What happened?
Oh, some of these women put out the hors d'oeuvres that like they would want to eat, which is just an empty plate. And it's like you have to give them something to eat. You have to give people something to eat.
They literally put out an empty plate?
Yes. I saw one episode where they did. I swear to God.
Oh, this was on the television show?
Yes.
Oh, I thought this was the local.
No. Oh, my girls and guys are great here. They're fantastic.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that you have to still know how to be a good realtor, but apparently now you have to have this whole camera awareness and you have to, I don't know, look the part and
are these those
you have
shows-
to have offstage drama and so you have to generate all of that. And you know what? I'm good at that stuff because I'm a dramatic person myself. Mm-hmm. So you come to me and I will come up with your backstory.
Right.
So that you can. So in your confessionals, you can talk about it, and I will train you as an acting teacher. Because let's face it, this stuff is all acting, anyways. These people aren't just
it's all
just,
completely false.
It's completely false. But I'm just going to try to take advantage of it.
Now the confessional is the thing where they sit in front of a still image of some room.
Well,
and
yeah.
they talk about something that happened
a year and a half ago.
They talk about something that happened a year and a half ago.
Correct.
As if it just happened in that moment.
Yes. In a shiny jewel toned shirt.
Yes. They're using the present tense, even though this happened.
Right. Like someone just fell and it cuts to someone 9 months later going, what just happened?
Exactly. Now, also, is this one of those shows? I know on some of these shows, they introduce the people, and then at the top of the show, here's the characters, essentially.
Yeah.
And then they have to have like a little sassy bon mot that they say.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Is this something that you're teaching people?
Well, you know, I don't know that they all do it, but it is a good idea to have. I just think it is a good idea to have, you know, to just be like, I'm open as a house, you know.
What would someone mean by that?
Well, unfortunately, I think that it's supposed to be meant to be taken several different ways, but it's probably just going to mean that she's kind of slutty.
And I'm insensitive.
That's what gets the views. That's what gets the likes. What'd you say? What'd you say?
I'm not going to repeat it.
I'm not going to repeat it. I stood up for myself, and I'm sorry.
Oh. Jonah, I guess I'll have to just listen back to this episode to find out what Doug said.
Yes, I will. I listened back to these 3 times in a row in
three
my car.
3 times?
Yeah.
So it's on loop.
Mm-hmm. I love
3 times in a row.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if I have time. Sometimes sure. I might not be, as I'm driving around from houses to house. Mm-hmm. Houses to house.
That's what they say in the realty game. From houses to house. Because that's what you tell your clients is that I want to get you from looking at a bunch of houses to being in one house.
Yes. And then we'd also do how you're going to, because everything's slow motion. So it's like your house needs to look good when they zoom it up and then all of a sudden it slows down and then they zoom you up and then you spin around and it slows down. You have to know how to look. Apparently that's important to be a realtor now. Right. You have to look good in slow motion. I mean, I'm so angry about all of it. Honestly.
You seem furious.
I am. But, instead of trying to beat them, I'm going to join them.
You're making anger into lemonade.
That's right. Angerade. Drink it every day. All right. Well, I think we need to take a break.
I think we probably do.
Yes?
Yeah, so let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. We're in charge.
We are full grown adults. This is our show. We can do as we please.
Podcasting is still, it's not turned into a reality show yet, has it? We can still have this.
Yet. Oh, not oh, yet. God, but I don't want to give them an idea. They want to. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Where then all of a sudden it's just burnt, in front of Connie in the background going, I don't know what just happened with Joan. It got so weird in the room.
Was that me?
Yes.
This is exciting.
Was it good?
It was. I thought you had a recording of my voice.
I had a mustache in my mind when I did it. And it helped.
I don't have a mustache. We have to take a break. More when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Margie. The man who is trapping cats is doing it illegally. The rules are very strict. You have to use a certain kind of trap, and you can trap only certain times of year. I don't live in your area.
Well, Joan, are you going to read it? Or?
Now, I got gotcha. Last time.
That's what, right?
Now I got a taste of my own medicine. I know right. how it feels.
And it's
and
all
I
in
was
fun.
Surprised.
It's all in fun. It's just a prank.
An old prank from last week. Okay, here we go. We have a post.
Yes. Oh, so people know what we do is we use the Neighbor app, which is the neighborhood social networking application. And we scour that for interesting people posting or being posted about in Dignity Falls. And then we invite them on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
right.
Doug is our booker. He vets all these people.
And he apparently sends his pilot to everyone that we book.
Yes. Doug has written.
Unsolicited.
Doug has written a pilot and he's been sending it to everyone.
It is called Evidence Lee, about a man named Lee who was very good at detecting evidence.
Evidence Lee.
It's called Evidence Lee.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Evidence Lee. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
I've stopped sending it with the booking email.
Oh, good. I think that's much better. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So this, and this post was submitted to us by Alexandra Burr.
Thank you. If you would like to submit.
Whoa.
It's a very historical name. It's like a combination.
If you would like to submit a post from the Neighbor Hap that maybe we missed, you can send it to us at burntandjoan@gmail.com.
Yes. Now this post was written by Hans and he says, man annoying his wife/girlfriend at Trader Joe. You know, Dignity never got Trader Joe's. They only got Trader Joe.
We never.
Oh, we only got.
And they thought we wouldn't know the difference.
I know. And it is. It's like it's like in a dream where you're at Disneyland, but it's not quite Disneyland. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like
that.
It's Disneyland. Okay. So it's a Trader Joe. A 35 to 45 year old male was reported inside the Trader Joe on Lincoln on Friday. He grabbed a gallon of 2% milk and put it in the shopping cart shared with his female companion. She then verbally chastised him for not grabbing the fat-free version and rolled her eyes at him. They were seen shortly thereafter in the frozen food section browsing for vegan waffles. And I believe today we have the man being, yes. So, and we don't know his name because we haven't met him before.
He's refused to speak to us until being introduced.
Yes.
And so, yes.
Yeah, welcome. Please tell us who you are and tell us your story.
Hello, everybody. I am Skomar Buns. I am the person.
Skomar. Hi, Skomar.
I am the person that post was about.
Okay.
I didn't want to talk earlier because I didn't want any of my story misconstrued.
Okay.
Until I got onto the mic.
Understood. Yes.
There's a lot of people out here talking about me, talking about my girlfriend, who happens to also be my trainer. She was my girlfriend first before she was a trainer.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
All right.
No one. Yep. I just want to keep that in mind. Anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to clear the air. She's helping me. Mm-hmm. Everyone, she's helping me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So why was there or was there not an argument when you had grabbed 2% milk and she wanted fat free? Was that her helping you and because she wanted you to have the fat free for yourself?
You know, sometimes even though I have perfect hearing, it's hard for me to hear.
Okay.
So when she yells, sometimes I can't hear.
Right.
You know, it's like, oh, I grabbed the 2% milk and I'm such a dummy.
Okay.
Why did I grab the 2%?
But Hans,
I don't know.
Hans does say that she was verbally chastising you.
Uh-huh.
So that didn't seem like she was just speaking up to be heard.
Uh-huh.
Like, what does she say to you in those moments?
You know, like helpful, loving things like, you're fat ass. I'm surprised you grabbed the 2% milk. You know, why didn't you grab something
the
else?
The fat-free milk.
Uh-huh. Something like, all right, look here, Skomar, or should I say, Sko-no.
I don't get
that. Wow.
Well, because like I said, she just became a trainer, so she still doesn't really know how to motivate. She doesn't know how to She doesn't know how to use really good wordplay just yet.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but at the same time, so I just go with it. Because I'm like, oh yeah, Sko-no, meaning like, Skomar, don't do that. That's a no. So I think it's like a, you know, we have a shorthand. If she's going to expand to more clients, Probably she should get a better vocabulary when it comes to like.
Sure.
So right now you are her only client.
Yes.
Okay.
Right now I am her only client and her guinea pig.
And are you, so you're not, obviously you're not paying her for these services. This is, you're together. So she's just.
No, she needs to understand the act of doing work and getting paid. So I do pay her and I pay her a full rate.
Oh.
Why? Even though she's never done this before?
Nope.
Okay.
How did she learn? Did she get a certificate in training or did she just decide to...
Her mother died and when she was cleaning out the attic, she found an old Jane Fonda tape and was inspired.
Oh, okay. That's all it took. So is she putting you through like a Jane Fonda aerobic 80s workout?
Never seen the tape. All I know is that... All I know is everything that I do a lot of on my back... crotch thrust.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay,
I do
so
a lot
this
of,
is, yes.
A lot of crotch wiggling.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I do a lot of half squat.
Like leg lifts.
Roll around mid-torso style stuff. But like I said.
I can't picture that one.
that one threw me for a loop. Yeah.
You know, just a lot of stuff like that. I do a lot of like arm stuff. Like, do you imagine if like when a person is muscular and then they're trying to show their muscle so that they flex
yes,
and make
sure.
a muscle?
Absolutely.
So I do an exercise where like I just repeat doing that from side to side with my muscles, with no weight in my hand.
Okay.
You know, just a bunch of different stuff. But like I said, I haven't seen the tape, but I'm assuming that this is all original stuff from my girlfriend and nothing to do with the Jane Fonda tape that she found and inspired her new career path.
Oh, I see. And how long have you been doing this mode of exercise?
I have been doing it with my girlfriend now for 5 months.
And have you seen results?
Good question.
Since I'm seeing him now, but I don't know what he looked like 5 months ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how much would you think that I weigh now?
Oh, boy.
240 pounds.
Okay. Now, I can tell you right now, I used to weigh 215. I used to weigh 215. But see, this is the thing. You know, when somebody becomes a new trainer,
right?
You know, they're learning. So they're like learning how to like the different foods and the different things. So,
right.
Of course.
So, you know, just like in anything, it gets worse before it gets better. You
know what I mean? Well, okay.
When you're demolishing a house, you demolish a house and to build a house. So similarly, I had to demolish my body in order to then get the body that ultimately me and her want.
Is this the body you want, where you're at now, or are you still on your way?
No. Okay, I definitely want to get lower than what I was previously.
Okay. Right. So this is the demolition phase.
Yes. Okay. Yes. As of right now, this is the phase. This is like, I've been bulldozed.
So what was she having you... So what was she having you eat? Because generally, you're going to see a lot of weight gain from diet. I mean, like, yes, from some muscle gain, but it doesn't sound like your workout is weight training based.
Yeah.
So what did she have you eating in the beginning? What is the diet she had you on?
A lot of chicken, fried. Because baked is, she looked and said baked, and she said, well, she wants to do something where, like, people can eat fried chicken and still get weight loss.
She's looking for a way to eat fried chicken and not gain weight, you're saying?
Yes, because she said that she read up on this stuff that baked chicken is something that a lot of trainers and a lot of, you know, like movie stars and athletes eat to lean themselves. Mm-hmm. And she's working on a way to then, instead of eating baked chicken, which she says doesn't taste good at all.
Okay.
And she's looking at a way to make fried chicken be just as healthy as baked chicken.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And how is she, what steps has she taken to making this happen?
I could tell you from the minute I met her, she used to have really, really good fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And now her fried chicken is less spice filled, but it still feels like it's maintaining all its grease. So it's like eating fried chicken. It's like eating worse tasting fried chicken, but it's still getting all the fat of the fried chicken.
Right. It's like fried chicken from a gas station.
I would say no, because I've had a lot of good gas station fried chicken.
All right.
And this new workout style fried chicken is
not
very
tasty. Workout style, is that what she
calls it? Yes. Workout style fried
chicken. Workout style fried chicken. That has a ring to it.
Right. Is she also on a similar diet as you are?
No.
Okay.
No. She continues to just maintain whatever she was doing before, because as she says, I'm the trainer, not the trainee.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So it seems like, okay, but now, again, according to this post, you had reached for the 2% and she was saying, get the fat free. At some point, as you could see yourself gaining a lot of weight, was she trying to reverse it now? And is she about to change your diet to get you back down to where you want to be?
Well, still in the working phase. I'm eating more eggs now and less fried chicken.
Okay.
So that's definitely a different turn.
Mm-hmm.
How many eggs a day would you say?
About 16.
Ooh, more than a dozen.
A lot.
Yes.
Okay. That's a lot of eggs.
It is.
Because you eat 4 meals a day. So
you do, yes. I don't.
I don't either. No, what are the meals?
Breakfast.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Brunch.
Okay.
Lunch. Dinner.
Oh, okay. He has a breakfast and a brunch.
These are all things that I didn't used to eat before I got healthy.
Sure.
Healthy, I didn't used to do this. So
Speaking of health, I have a bunch of questions. My two questions. Let me ask this one, and I don't mean this to be. I hope it doesn't sound rude.
Okay.
But is your girlfriend? Is she in very good shape? Is she healthy?
That's a good question.
Wow, burnt.
Oh.
Well, I can say this. My girlfriend is a trainer.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
I think that's the end. That's the end of the question of the answer.
So,
okay.
How many unfit trainers do you know?
I mean, I don't. I guess of all the trainers I've ever met, they've all seemed to be in good health,
mm-hmm.
good shape. You know, generally they look like I want to look if I'm you know, if I've hired a trainer. You ever hired a trainer, Bert?
Never hired one, but there was somebody that was telling me what to do for a while.
Was in a gym setting? I'm going to need you to elaborate.
I don't want to take time away from our guests.
Oh, okay.
So with that, I will say that, yes, I'm pretty sure my girlfriend is very fit.
Okay.
Like when,
because she is a trainer.
Yes. Like when I'm at home and I'm running on the treadmill and she's like watching me, you know, because she's training me. Uh-huh. And in the moments where she's watching me run, and maybe I've been running for like 3 minutes, and she's like, you know, I'm going to go take a nap. Watching you run is making me sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know, that's just because she herself is so fit. It is like, it's probably me doing it sloppy. And it's like, oh, you're running so sluggish. Now, I've never seen my girlfriend run.
Right.
I've never seen her actually lift a weight. Mm-hmm. I've never seen her do anything physical besides throw my clothes out of the closet.
Oh.
Okay, why did she do that?
Because she wanted to give me a sort of mental idea of, these clothes aren't your clothes anymore.
Right.
These mm-hmm. clothes are for the clothes that used to be you. Mm-hmm. You're going to get new clothes. So then we got smaller clothes for me. So as you can see, this old Buffalo Bills Super Bowl lost t-shirt.
Yes.
It's literally the only thing that I got that can fit me right now.
Right. And it's so pretty tight.
Yes.
Very tight.
Yes, yeah. Yes. I've had it since I was it was my dad's. It was my dad's shirt.
Oh, wow.
And he was smaller than you are
yes,
now.
Yes, he was smaller than me. Very small person. Right. Yes, right. Yes. My dad was very tiny.
Right.
They almost say like, are you sure that is your dad? Because you're significantly bigger than your dad.
Oh, when they would see you together.
Was it like, did they think you were his father? That kind of thing?
They did sometimes. Uh-huh. And then I'd be like, well, how do you explain the age stuff? And everybody, without fail, 100% of the time, this is never, nobody has not said this when mm-hmm. I have brought that up. They have said Benjamin Button's disease.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Now, I haven't seen the movie. Did they confirm it was a disease in the film?
Gosh, dang it. I haven't seen the movie either, babe.
Because I've heard...
You seen Benjamin Button?
I've heard the phrase Benjamin Button disease many times in my life.
Me too. Did they call it a Benjamin Button disease in the movie? Benjamin Button. Do they... Or are we just now referring...
I mean, his name was... Like, did the doctor say, what's your name? And he says Benjamin Button.
We're going to name the disease after you.
Sorry. Sorry, sir. Mr. Button.
I did see it.
You did see it?
Are you still waiting on that answer?
Yeah. Yes.
It's never too late. No statute of limitations on telling us if you've seen Benjamin Button.
That's right.
He gets smaller.
No, we know. Okay, yeah, we know that.
Oh, what don't you know?
If it's called Benjamin Button's disease in the film.
Oh, all right. I think it does not, but I only made it like a minute in.
All right.
Oh, so when you said you saw the movie.
Yeah.
We have a bad habit of everyone in this town watching movies only a minute in. Okay, so Skomar, I'm so sorry. Back to you. So you've got these clothes. Here's what I want to know. This might be sort of like a shift, but we've been talking a lot about your girlfriend. What's your girlfriend's name, first of all?
Pamsy.
Pamsy. That's adorable. It's a very sweet name. Pamsy and Skomar. It's
adorable. Yeah, Pamsy and Skomar.
I think it's cute. We know what her thing is. Mm-hmm. I want to know what your thing is.
Well, my thing is being a mold of clay for the love of my life.
Oh, real? Okay.
Really? Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a job?
Yes.
Okay. What do you do?
I am a professional trainee. I am somebody who my girlfriend trains.
Right.
I used to have a job before I really took on this thing because I decided that in my life, I wanted to be the most supportive person that I could be. For somebody that I really cared about.
A noble endeavor.
I used to have a bunch of friends. We all came up together. We all decided we were going to be hedge fund guys.
Oh.
And then we got this big contract. And then we bankrupted the contract. And everybody blamed it on me. So I've been blackballed from the hedge fund gang.
Oh,
right.
No. So as of right now, I'm realizing the only person that I got is me and my girlfriend. So whatever she wants to do now, that's what I do.
So let me ask you this. When you say you're a professional...
F. Brian, by the way. F. Brian.
Is that one of the guys?
Is a little message to Brian?
Yes. I'm just saying F him.
Casey's listening.
Yeah. Just
Brian, F you.
F you, Brian.
You know who you are. You know which Brian you are.
Oh. Were there a couple Brians in the hedge fund gang?
Yes, there was three Brians.
Three Brians.
But the Brian who knows what I'm talking about.
He knows. Okay.
Were any of them with a Y?
Oh, good question.
Oh, the Brians?
Yeah.
One was B-R-I-A-N. Mm. One was B-R-E-N.
Oh. Brent.
Okay.
And the other one Brent. Was not with a Y. It was... It was B-R-I-N.
Oh.
Okay. All right. And okay, so this is my question. Is
Also, I should point out, I'm 34, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a 35 to 45. Oh. I'm 34.
Oh.
Okay. So whoever wrote that, obviously, you don't.
Oh, I Hans got see. That wrong. I see. Got it. Hans got that wrong.
34
Sorry.
Years
Everybody,
old.
Everybody, let's
And I'm
clear.
Barely 34. Like, my birthday was only 9 months ago.
I Happy wouldn't birthday. Have even said, yeah. I would Thank have put you. You at like 32 at Thank the you. Highest. You look very good.
Hey, thank Pamsy.
Well, speaking of Pamsy, so you said earlier you're a professional trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean Pamsy is paying you to be the object of her training?
Right now, I'm in the apprenticeship.
Okay.
So so while I do pay her as a trainer, mm-hmm. full rate, like mm-hmm. I said earlier,
mm-hmm. right.
Right now, she does not pay me to be trained because, as she states, this is an opportunity for me to better myself, learn discipline, and also help somebody that I love.
Right. Oh, okay.
All right.
And so I just want to point that out. Okay. That's why I came here.
Sure.
Yes. I don't want it to feel like, why does he keep talking about his girlfriend? It's just that I feel like in that post, like, our relationship was slandered. And in that, my girlfriend was slandered. Because in the time that we live in, anytime that a woman is telling a man something, you know, maybe a little bit more aggressive than the average man wants to hear, all of a sudden, that woman is this, that woman mm-hmm. is that. Yes. But I want everybody to know that Pamsy's a saint. And wow. she's helping
okay.
me.
A saint, okay.
I mean, I'll go with you on that. You're absolutely right about that, what you're talking about. That is so true. I have to say, though, given that some of the things you're telling us about what she's talking to, sometimes it does sound a little harsh, but you just think that's tough love? That you're okay with that?
Yeah, and the times that I cry about it or, like, you know, think, you know, dark thoughts.
Oh.
Stuff that makes, you know, that I don't really want to speak on here, but just in the sense that it's like...
Give us a little taste.
Well, like I said...
You're always pushing people like said, to these
things. I'm not going to talk about it here because that's just not... But at the same time...
You won't give us one dark thought?
Not at
just
all.
Just let it go, Bert.
I won't. Okay. I won't.
You tell me after?
I'm intrigued.
I mean, listen, I just want everybody, like I said, I won't talk about it. Okay. But in those times where I feel like, oh, it'd be cool if I didn't wake up tomorrow.
Oh,
I don't there, want
you, you
to
ended up getting it anyway, Bernd.
Should have just
Is
waited.
Is that dark enough for you?
I should have just waited.
You know, that's just me then having to realize that I'm still mentally not strong enough.
Mm.
You know?
So, Mark, okay. can I... This is, I just feel this weird need to ask this. Are you afraid of Pamsy sometimes? No, she's not. She's looking around.
Looking all around.
She's not here.
She's not here.
She's not here.
I mean, what's your definition of afraid?
Well.
What if we start with your definition of afraid?
I know. The fact
and
that
see
you're
if it matches up.
Checking your behind
still, still
you.
Still looking around.
Yeah. Is that kind of already tells me, because I would say definition of afraid of someone is that if I hear their name, I don't turn around to see if they're lurking behind me.
Yes.
So
I mean, I could have been looking for anything. Just give me 1 second. Pamsy? Pamsy, are you here? Pamsy? Pamsy, are you here?
She's not here.
She's not here, I promise.
Sometimes she can be a little bit intense.
A little bit intense, okay, sure.
And right. if you don't know her, like, mm-hmm. like sure, sometimes you know, you could feel that, wow, am I in danger with this woman?
Oh,
but I know her.
Right, but could you give us an example? Because you're still saying you feel in danger.
Me? I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I guess you were saying we would feel like that. Okay, so give us an example of what we might find dangerous.
Okay.
What so, we might find dangerous.
Okay. So
what we might find dangerous.
All right. Okay. So you two like sleep.
Love it.
The best.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
Just so much sleep. I didn't realize that. Could take it or leave it.
I don't know when I'm asleep or not.
So
sorry, Doug, did you say you don't know when you're asleep.
Sorry, Scomart. We have to sort of.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, it's difficult for me to tell the difference sometimes. It's the lack of imagination thing, I think, coming out again.
Oh, right. Because you probably don't.
I close my eyes.
Because you think maybe you're dreaming right now. Maybe you think you're dreaming right now.
Maybe. Because I'll close my eyes and see the exact same thing that I just saw before I close my eyes.
So you're lying in bed. Close your eyes. You just see the ceiling.
Yeah.
And us sitting here.
And I open my eyes.
And you're like, wow.
It takes like half an hour sometimes to realize, oh, I can leave bed. I can leave bed.
All right.
That explains why he just lays in bed a whole lot.
Right. Because it takes him a while to realize he has permission to leave bed. Scomar, so sorry.
So, yeah, we're so sorry. So wait a minute.
That's a good point. So imagine that. What? I want to point out. So
Maybe
somebody you can't leave bed because you don't understand that you are awake.
Right.
Oh, okay. You're like, oh, I'm not awake, so this isn't leave bedtime. You don't know that.
Yes.
You don't know.
So, stay in bed. You know. But you have to be up because your training session is at 5 o'clock.
Oof.
Now, Pamsy won't be out there till 7, but you have to get up at 5, you know, and get ready, get yourself all trained, get yourself all stretched out, you know, start a pre-workout, all this type of stuff, make your own breakfast.
For 2 hours?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of stretching.
You know, so imagine, you know, maybe you had a late night, you know, maybe you're catching up on a couple episodes of Cobra Kai or whatever, your show of choice.
Of course.
You know, and 5 o'clock rolls around and you don't get up.
Okay.
Right? The alarm is beeping.
Mm. Mm.
Pamsy walked into the room that she makes you sleep in on days that you have to get up at 5.
Oh.
And your alarm is going and you're still asleep. Some people might find it dangerous how she hovers over you with the pillow.
Oh.
And then if you don't wake up, she puts the pillow close to your face. And when I say close, I mean like on it.
Right. That's pretty close.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's on.
And she covers up your two nasal passages and your mouth passage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she holds the pillow down over you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to like get out of this thing.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And she holds the pillow down until, you know, there's like one more arm jerk left in your arm before you fully pass out.
Right.
Wow. Potentially die.
Right, okay. Right.
And that's a lesson to learn. Now, some people might say that's dangerous. I understand that she's teaching me discipline. I got to get up at 5. I can't just let that clock keep going.
Right.
Like, I'm disturbing her. I'm disturbing her cats. You know, I'm disturbing her parakeet. Like, okay.
Are they all in the special room with you?
And what is the special room that you have to sleep in when you have to get up at 5?
It's like a converted closet. So it's bigger than a closet. Okay. Like, it's like a walk-in closet, uh-huh, but square, not rectangle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yikes.
Speaking and it's been converted. How's it been converted from a closet? They took all the clothes out?
Yes. Okay. And then she took all the clothes out and then she put a sleeping bag in the corner.
Okay. Oh, so you
But like a real extra, like an extra bag. Soft one, though. Extra soft.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
But how many times has this pillow thing happened?
I would say about 4 times a month.
Oh.
I don't get up in time.
That's too many. For that to happen.
It's not that it may seem dangerous. That is dangerous.
Correct. Is
to
dangerous.
Do that to someone.
I don't know anybody that wouldn't find that dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, then you don't know Pamsy.
Well, no. I don't know Pamsy, but I do know pillows and faces and and that is you can't
and
do that.
And nasal passageways and mouth passageways.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you two a question?
Yes.
Are you two like really highly trained athletes?
Oh.
I mean, I am not. No.
Okay.
No, I mean,
so seemingly you don't know what it takes to make it, you know, and so I'm pretty sure if you got any highly trained athlete on here, Barry Bonds, Jose Canseco.
Well, that's not what this podcast is, really.
You know, any of the greats, they would tell you that, oh, a trainer like that, that's that dedicated, is only going to get you to the top.
One that almost kills you?
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
We all know that saying. What doesn't kill you could kill you in the future. But if it doesn't kill you at the time, keep on moving.
Okay. There's another thing at play here at work, Scomar, and that is that none of these tactics seem to be working. Because for me, let's say the second time someone tried to smother me with a pillow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would never miss that alarm again.
Hmm. Right. Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? But you're saying this is a weekly occurrence.
First of all, the tactic is not he's not responding with a learned behavior of not swimming. But exactly. I will also argue that these tactics are not fitness related.
True.
Because it's just her smothering you. Uh-huh. I don't see how that increases maybe your lung capacity. I don't know. But not your athleticism, nor does berating you verbally, in public. If you had told me that she took you out and made you push a tire, a bunch in the sun, I'd say, yeah, that sucks. But, that's going to be, you love Cobra Kai, right? So you remember all those Karate Kid.
I've never seen the show. I just used it as a reference.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I've never seen the show. I've seen
Well, did you see Karate Kid? The one that the actual original.
Oh, yeah, with Jada IP. Smith. Loved it.
Well, that's fine. Yes, that's great, too, because that's the Karate Kid story. Did you say Karate Kid
or Karate Kid?
Oh, you mean the Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Now I don't even know. It's like a Berenstain thing. Now I don't know what it is.
I think I've always said the Karate Kid.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, I thought you meant you say the Karate Kid or Karate Kid. You're asking where the emphasis is.
Yes.
Karate Kid. Yeah, I put it on Roddy.
I think that makes more sense because it's describing the type of kid he is.
Right.
As opposed to, he's not a gunslinger.
Sorry, Scomar.
I feel like I've been saying it wrong this whole time, and I apologize,
Do you
Scomar.
Say the Karate Kid?
I say the Karate Kid.
That is very interesting.
Mm. I'm an interesting fellow.
So okay, let's get back to Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the training, right, that he has to do, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've only seen like the first minute of that.
Oh, boy,
I went to the theater.
Okay. Whole thing. People need to really stick with something. Rocky, you ever seen Rocky? It's about a boxer.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sometimes I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't think it's related to the pillow stuff, but some of my friends, quote unquote, they say that maybe I've lost some brain cells over the last few months.
Oh, dear.
So sometimes it's hard for me to remember things right off the bat.
Oh, no.
Who knows? What do they know?
Your friends are saying some of the lack of oxygen on so many occasions could perhaps have had some long-lasting effects.
I think your
effects.
Friends are trying. They're probably concerned about you.
Yeah. No. My friends are trying to stab me in the back.
If someone's going to stab you in the back, I'm guessing right now it's going to be Pamsy.
It's true. It kind of seems that way.
Yeah. Well, then that just means I wasn't quick enough to block her.
Oh, no. Scomar.
That's a lesson.
I think are there any of these training exercises that she makes you do that you enjoy?
Yes. I mean, listen. Yeah, there's a lot of exercises that, that you do that's like, that's just part of the game. I don't crave it, but, you just have to do it to be able to achieve the goals that you want. Mm-hmm. Right. But then there are some that are very fun. There are some that is very fun.
Okay.
Can you name one?
Yes. Sometimes Pamsy makes me run all the way to New Barn to get a pie that they make in New Barn City. And then when I come back with the pie, she lets me watch her eat it. Whole thing. She lets me watch her eat it.
Now, New Barn is 15 miles away.
Yes.
And
those pies are huge.
And the pies are famous for having oversized pies. If people don't know, New Barn pies, they're famous for being essentially a pie and two quarters sized. It's almost three pies. And so you have to run, not only run all the way there, but then you have to run back holding one of those pies.
And they classically come out piping hot.
Piping hot. Mm-hmm. Piping hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, I mean, that's quite a feat.
Mm-hmm.
But it also seems like and then you don't get to eat any of the pie.
It just seems.
Well, that's not the, because that's not the point of the exercise. I run there. So, yeah, I go all the way to New Barn.
And you must run both ways.
I must run both ways. Mm-hmm. Now, she didn't say how much of a break I can take in between two runs.
I was going to say, right? And she's not following
you,
right?
That's for me.
There you go.
So sometimes I can be like, and hope she's not listening. So I can be like, oh, man, looks like the bridge was clogged, so I couldn't run right away or whatever. Like, But
well, that is true. And you had to get to New Barn. There's like 14 bridges that you have to go over.
Yes.
And they do get clogged.
They get clogged all the time.
The most clogged bridges in the area.
Our infrastructure is a real mess. It's
ever since we drained that lake.
I know. Mm. Don't even need the bridges
anymore.
The
beginning of the end. So, okay. So you'll take a little break, but then you still do have to buy the pie and then run back.
I have to buy the pie and then I have to run back with my hands over my head holding the pie up.
Oh, right. Well, come
and
on.
When I run there, I have to run with my hands up because it's a training to be like, all right, so you're ready to run with the pie.
You're just a man running on the road with his hands up, just running at top speed.
Mm-hmm.
That must be quite a sight.
It looking as if something is chasing you, like
some,
like a supernatural creature, perhaps.
Yes. Yes. I look like any, if you've ever seen the show Scooby-Doo, I look like any time that Shaggy and Scooby are scared to death and they run out of a room or a car or a building or something. I'm running like that. So my legs literally looks like
a circle.
Yeah, a circle.
I hate to ask this, but is there any, are there any consequences if the pie comes back a little road damaged from being jostled about?
I mean, I will say this. There has been one time that maybe the pie didn't come back as pristine as it was when I got it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Oh.
So take your time.
I'm afraid.
No, you shouldn't be afraid because this was a life lesson for me. Right.
Every time he says it's a lesson, it's not good.
Every time I look down at my stomach and I see the stitches, I know.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I can't, you know, I can't make a mistake. I can't let this pie fall.
Skomar, I look, we've never met. I don't know your life. I think you have to get out of this relationship.
I do too.
It's terrifying.
And I hate to say it, but I swear I just saw someone walk past us.
No.
Yes. I just saw someone in the backyard.
Could you describe Pamsy, what she looks like?
Yes. Pamsy, she is about 5'5". Her right arm is way bigger than her left.
Like visibly. Like it's like noticeable away.
Right away.
Okay.
Right away.
Right.
Right away.
Okay.
I
don't even know if we need any more than that.
That's it. Maybe, but you know what? But maybe you two are right. Maybe I should get out of this relationship.
Yes. I don't think there's a maybe to
it. No, you 100%
should. I think you need to.
I think I will. I'm going to have to tell her tonight that her and I are no longer a couple.
Okay.
And that she's only my trainer.
No, Skomar.
Skomar. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, too, for really helping
me. No, Skomar.
I can't date her anymore. We just don't. Because honestly, I felt like romantically, we've just been drifting apart.
Right, right.
You know.
Ever since the training started?
Well, if the training started on the 1st, no, because I would say the training started on the 1st. And we started falling apart around the 3rd. So I don't think the two are correlated.
Yeah. Sure.
And you've been doing this for 5 months.
Yes, for 5 months.
Good Lord.
Okay. So yeah, I think, you know what? So I think, yeah.
I mean, do you fear any consequences from firing her as your trainer?
Well, that's not what's on the table right now. So I don't fear it.
Would you consider that?
I mean, if I gave it a full year,
and I didn't see any results,
then sure, then maybe something to think about.
Well, I mean, after 5 months, you've gained 25 pounds,
okay. and you've suffered an attempt on your life.
That's right.
How many times? Like 20 times.
Mm-hmm.
And she threw out all your clothes,
right, to motivate me. Okay,
right.
Do you feel motivated? I'm sorry, but do you feel motivated by any of these things?
That's a good question.
Well, I think motivation is subjective for sure. So I think, yeah, like if the idea is being like, I want to get this pie back in condition because I want to live
right.
motivation.
Okay. That's right. That's not the kind of motivation that is a positive. That's just survival is what that's
yes,
called.
Exactly.
That's just survival. That's Skomar, not motivation.
I'm going to tell you that anytime we've asked you a direct question
okay.
about, you know, do you think this is harmful? Do you sure. think, are you scared of PAMSY? Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Those are questions. Yep.
These are direct questions mm-hmm. that you have always said, well, what if you consider this or whatever? I think you're trying to hide something, not just from us, but from yourself.
Sure. Or also that's probably the answer she gives him too. You know, oh. he's using this sort of like circular speak.
I think you're right.
So I think that you, do you have a friend you could stay with tonight?
I mean, I guess I could text Brian, Bri-N.
Oh, he's the good one.
Yeah, he's the good one.
He's the one that I'm still the most connected with. Mm-hmm. He's the one that, you know, if PAMSY took too much melatonin and she's like going to be sleeping for a while, that I can really sneak on to the old PS4 and play online mm-hmm. with my friend.
Right.
I mean, if I was brave enough, I would sneak in and play her PS5, but haven't worked their way up to that yet.
Oh, so you live together?
Yes.
And she has her own game console that she doesn't allow you to touch?
Yes.
It's probably special for her big arm.
Yes. She keeps it in my room, so.
Well, I assume if she has a big arm, she has a big hand, right? One big
so
hand?
So you think she has... Well, that wouldn't affect the console itself. Maybe the controller.
Sorry, that's what I was thinking of.
If she had a Switch, yes, for sure.
Those are tiny.
You'd need like a Switch. With
I'm just
one.
Picturing a whole arm. Inside. I don't know. I just.
Yeah. It's tricky. It's fun to think about, though.
Well, look, I think that what you should do is you should text your friend, Bri-N, and I think you should go straight to his home. And I think you should not see PAMSY for a while.
And don't tell her where you're going.
Oh, absolutely not. No communication with her tonight.
Okay. But. What if she stops by his house? I mean, it is her brother.
Oh. Oh, dear. I don't, you
I know. Mean, can you trust him to say, you know, Skomar's not here?
Terrible liar.
Okay.
Brian is one of them. He's like,
no.
But that's why he's one of the good ones, because I know he will never lie to me. But also that means he will never lie to anybody else.
Right.
Work.
Okay. Well, I mean... Best of luck to you.
We end up saying that a lot to people on here, don't we? But we really mean it, Skomar. I think you need to get out of that environment mm-hmm. so that you can see new ways you can be treated, you know, so that you can have one night's sleep where you don't wake up with a pillow in your face, so that you can be motivated in a positive way. And I really do wish you the best, and I hope that you stay safe.
Okay.
But if anyone sees him in the Trader Joe's, first of all, Trader make Joe. Sure he's okay. Sorry, Trader Joe. I can dream.
I know.
If anyone sees you, now we maybe know a little bit more about you. First of all, check and see if Skomar needs help.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you won't see me at the Trader Joe because I was banned from there.
You were banned from there.
Why? Yeah.
Well, because anytime that a woman is yelling at a man, people assume that something that the man did.
Sure. Mm.
So PAMSY can go in there all she wants, but face is plastered all over the thing as a don't let in situation.
Just because someone yelled at you.
Yikes.
Yeah. But she was yelling pretty aggressively.
Right.
And I'm saying yelling, but I mean to say she was motivating me pretty aggressively.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, before I let you go, is there anything that you would like to say to Hans, who made the original post?
What I would like to say is you shouldn't just go around posting stuff if you don't know all the facts, you know? And so I'm glad I came on here to be able to clear up my ex-girlfriend's name. I got to get used to saying that.
Yeah. But good for you. Mm-hmm. I thought it sounded very natural.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah. To clear my ex-girlfriend's name, but my current trainer.
No. Oh.
And
that's good.
And, you know, and if you see somebody and you think they actually need some help, maybe say something.
That's right.
To them. Maybe, you know, maybe ask them.
Right.
You know, maybe go up to them, you know, while, you know, their girlfriend is like, well, I'm going to go grab some eggs real quick while you take a look at these vegan waffles. And then, you know, maybe say, hey, man, is everything all right? Or so on. Because they can then tell you like, yeah, it's all fine. I'm in training mode. And then now you don't have to do your little Twitter, your thumb thing.
You know, it's correct. That's a very good point. I mean, what was Hans's aim, really? Just to tell a stupid story without any kind of...
Just gossip.
That's all it was. Mm. What was he expecting?
What was he expecting? What were people supposed to say?
Exactly.
Hans is as bad as Pamsy, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. They should join forces.
One final question, Skomar. What makes a waffle vegan?
Apparently, it has no meat in it. Okay. We looked at the back of the ingredients, and it has no meat in it.
And what brand of waffles were these?
Vegan waffles. That's what it said at the top.
Okay.
It just said vegan waffles.
All right.
So...
Okay, I don't know as much about veganism as I should, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering.
Well, I think the actual title is Vegan Joe Waffles, you know, because it's one of their lines where they'll have...
Oh, it might not even be vegan food. Right. It's just one of the personas of Joe.
Right. All right. Well, Skomar, thank you for coming on.
Yes.
And I really hope that you are able to move on.
Yeah. I mean, I hope so too.
Okay.
Hey, what do I do with this physical script? Like, I got somebody.
I got, you want it signed?
He actually sent him a with Brad's and everything. You didn't even send him a file?
Do I want to sign? No, I'm just, where do I place it? Like,
you can just leave it here.
Okay,
you can just leave it here.
Great.
Don't worry about it.
Or in that blue
it.
Trash can outside.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, take care, Skomar, and we'll be right back after a break.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron. Bag of plastic utensils free. Mix of forks, spoons, and knives. Porch pickup free. I will never have the need for a single utensil ever again. I am, as you can see, there's a whole bunch here. I ordered a ton of takeout in my life. I don't even have any real cutlery. So I am just going to eat with my hands. I am making the commitment in the new year to go utensil free. It's just too many sharp, pointy things in my life. Too many complications. Just too many edges. And I don't need the clutter. You know what I mean? A lot of people are doing this. This is a new movement. I'm the first that I know of. So I guess I'm a pioneer. So anyways, why don't you come and get this so that I can cut these utensils out of my life. Thank you.
Look at us doing it right away.
Ooh, that was... What a chilling tale from Skomar.
Oh my gosh, that one's going to stick with me for a little while. I'm going to worry about him a little bit, I think.
You know what? I'm not, and I'll tell you why. Because we really tried to make him see reason, and he just refused. And the fact that he was willing to break up with her as a romantic partner, but insisted on he was going to continue paying her.
I know.
As this charlatan therapist.
I know.
Fried chicken is not a healthy food. It's never going to be. That.
No, no. But
I do want one of those pies now.
I want one of those pies too. Boy, they're good.
We got a new barn. They don't deliver.
They're good. No, they don't deliver. You know, they're huge pies and they make you pick it up.
I know. It's like, unless you have a hatchback, there's no way to do it.
So true.
But anyways, we haven't had one in a while and it would be nice to go out and have a new barn pie.
Be
I haven't
beautiful.
Been out to New Barn in such a long time.
I used to go there all the time as a kid. I used to go and watch the races and
Skomar's.
Is that Patsy out there? Pamsy?
Yeah. Yes.
Look
yes.
At that. Her arm is huge.
It's huge. It's almost dragging on the ground.
That's. I didn't think it would be that much bigger than the other arm, but it really is like a whole other body.
Anyways,
what's your favorite New Barn pie?
Oh, I was going to ask you that. That's so funny. I like the maple bacon.
I like the maple bacon. I like that one. It's like apple, but with avocado on top.
That's right. Their flavors are cheese. Really outside the box.
Yeah. Some people put cheese on an apple pie and they put just a little just dollop avocado. Of avocado.
I like the Starburst. Flavor.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, that's fun. Where they put the
it's so hard to eat. Though. Yeah, it's so hard to eat because when they solidify again, yeah. They re-solidify.
It's basically just one big Starburst on the top.
Oh, yeah. I miss Newbarn. I should go back
but
there.
But you were saying the races? That
yeah,
you
the turtle races.
To? Yes, yes.
They were famous for the turtle races. Mm-hmm. And they would inject the turtles with methamphetamine, we found out. And it was
terrible.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
And, you know, I didn't know any better. I was just a young guy, and I thought it was fun. I'd take a date there or whatever. And then just seeing these turtles just out of their minds, just running,
and they would
the
balance
walls.
A pie on the on their shell. And that was the yes. other thing, is that they had to keep it. If it fell off, they lost.
Yes. And of course, most of the time it did, because sure. these turtles are out of their minds on meth. But every once in a while, you get one that could do it.
Every once in a while, you could. Wow. There was a lot of dark chapters in our town here. So especially surrounding animals, you know, because we didn't respect turtles like we should.
No, we sure didn't. We sure didn't.
That's too bad.
And there was a bounty on them for a while.
What was up with Dignity Falls and our bounties on animals?
I think it's the people that settled here. And they were very fearful and vengeful people.
Oh, God.
At Trader Joe, they still put the wanted signs up, you
know, they have one
and
for
the bounties and all that. Yeah. Just.
Doug's always loved a Wild West theme. Always.
Sure. Absolutely.
Always has.
Here's what I thought was funny. They would have on the wanted posters for the turtles, they would have the front and side view. I mean, come on. It's just any turtle.
Any turtle. In terms of the Brian with the hyphen, you know, that gave me a good idea. Maybe the name for my show should be R-E-A-L hyphen T-Y. And so you kind of, your brain kind of makes a sound when it sees the hyphen, so that it ends up being real lit T, something like that. Like
where the I sound comes from. Though.
Well, it just, the hyphen makes it.
Do we have one last post?
Just the, yes, we do. All right. So this comes from someone named Romy. Bert, this is something else. Let's break this down. Romy says,
is that part of the, no.
Nope. Okay. Sorry. Bert, you're going to love this. This is not part of the post. Romy says, I'm curious to know what people mean when they post, quote, looking for a reliable electrician at a reasonable price to fix a wiring problem in my kitchen, end quote. Romy wants to know what
post?
That means. Yes.
I mean.
It's all there. Does Romy think that there's some sort of like side business going on, or that this is like a side speak for something else untoward going on?
This is like an Urban Dictionary situation where
they've
taken an absolutely reasonable phrase and then it comes to mean something completely different.
But an entire phrase?
Yes, but he's hearing teens say this. Hey, I'm looking for a reliable, what is it? Reliable electrician?
Reliable electrician at a reasonable price to fix it. This sounds like something a Gen Z person would ask what that means.
They'd
be like, what? I don't understand any of these words.
Wiring,
electrician, kitchen?
Exactly.
Reasonable?
I'm
just kidding. I was getting carried away.
Okay.
But really, that just sounds like such a boring adult sentence that maybe Romy is a young person. Going, what does it mean?
Or do you think Romy is someone who's been ripped off by so many electricians for so much money?
Yeah.
That he's trying to be ironic here and saying like, there's no such thing.
Yes, it could be heavily, it does have a sarcastic tone, you know? But this is, it's just kind of wild to me because this is one of those posts where I don't know what you're expecting in terms of comments.
Well,
because you're either going to get a bunch of other sarcastic people that think it's a joke and they're just going to, I guess, do a play on this.
People throw in like, you can find them at the Dodo Bird Sanctuary. Did it help when I leaned in?
Yes.
Okay.
He leaned in and he adjusted his glasses up and down.
Did I do that?
Yes. Did you not even realize?
I only wear these for reading. I didn't realize to put them on. Didn't even realize.
Sorry. I mean, you forgot. I've mismustached you and misglasses you.
No, I'm wearing reading glasses, of course.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, I don't know, but now it's going to make me think when I read something innocuous like this, well, what does it mean?
Are they being intensely ironic?
Yeah, or does this mean something else? Looking for a quote-unquote reliable, quote-unquote electrician? Do they think that it's like maybe looking for a threesome? Or an affair?
Wait, do you think that it is?
I don't know. Is that what this person means?
Oh, because, you know, did you see that show called Better Call Saul? And when somebody wants to disappear.
How much have you watched of it?
I've seen the first minute. No, I'm joking, of course. I've seen the whole thing. But
I haven't seen the whole thing.
I know that when somebody wants to disappear, you know, they call up this place and they say, I'm looking for this this part for this vacuum.
Oh, right.
But it's a front for making for
of helping course, disappear. Making someone disappear. So what if that's what they worry this is? Maybe this person has seen too many television shows.
Maybe, or maybe Romy is ruining someone's business by exposing them.
Oh gosh. I mean, listen, if she thinks that there's a dark underbelly to Dignity Falls, she might not be wrong.
It's a shame because Skomar could use a complete new identity and location, and maybe he should be asking for a reliable electrician
to wire
his kitchen for a fair rate.
Yeah, honestly, the more I look at it now, I think this sentence is extremely suspicious.
Yeah. Romy's onto something.
I think so.
Follow the money, Romy.
Well, if anyone has any thoughts about that, let us know. And if anyone wants to share...
Sure.
What?
If you have any thoughts about anything we've said, let us know. This is weird. Usually people just do that anyway. This is the first time it's ever been encouraged.
I don't know. I feel like I have a real friendship with. I've met some of these listeners now.
I know. It's very nice, isn't it?
On the street, in the park.
Yes.
Yes. And I feel a real sense of community sort of starting to begin.
I ran into someone at the pharmacy. Well, they ran into me because I was working there. And they were coming to pick up some eczema medication. Oh. And they said, hey, I love the show. Be sure to tell Joan I was front row every night for her performance of Gypsy and the Sound of Music.
No.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that fills my heart with joy. That's so nice.
It was one the big fan.
Oh,
big fan.
Isn't that sweet? I would love to do that again.
Do you still
have
the costume?
Well, it's a time of reboots. We could always just reboot that one.
It is the time of reboots, Joan.
It is.
Do you still have the costume or would you get a new costume?
Oh, of course I have the costume.
Okay. It's and both sides are holding up pretty well?
Both sides are pretty well. Let's see. yes, I'd say that the Maria side is holding up better because that's very easy. That's just the habit.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But the other side is like a boa that's looking a little bit tired.
Yeah.
And
boy, when they start to lose their freshness,
just
they
the
look
saddest
bad.
Thing. Yeah. It's like a dying bird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty sad. Just a threadbare, I guess you say feather bear boa.
You know, I worry about big birds sometimes.
Do you?
Because, well, sometimes it seems like some of those feathers they're not going to stay on for long. And I wonder, like, is this an intentional choice or is Big Bird in need of a refresh?
I didn't know you thought about Big Bird so much, Bert.
I think about him every day.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bert thinks about Big Bird every day.
Well, listen, if you would like to send us a post we may have listened on the Neighbor Hap, screenshot it and send it to bertandjoan@gmail.com and we'll read your name on the air as well as the post. And I think that's about it, right?
I think so too. Babe, you got anything?
Wow.
Yeah. Stop.
I can't see him, but it sounded like Doug was miles away.
He's halfway to New Barn.
If you see
think
me.
About that pie.
Think about that Starburst pie. Oh.
That Starburst pie is on my brain. Okay. I will tell you. But if you see me on the street, just don't touch my receding neckline. That's been a thing.
What?
Guys have nice interactions with our listeners.
Well, because we've talked about Doug's receding neckline.
They tickle it or something.
Oh,
yeah, that's rude. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
He's very self-conscious about it. So
well,
I
even
know,
if he wasn't, don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't touch people.
Just don't touch people. I do know that that people feel they know us in that way. And
that's
so,
right.
But, you know, just keep your hands to yourself. All right.
Enough.
All right, let's go get that pie, babe.
All right, that does it for this edition of almost said Dignity Falls, but that's not the name. It's called The Neighborhood Listen. And we'll be back next week. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode are real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug. Skomar was played by Ronnie Adrian.
The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.